Jackie is now beefing with Teresa and Jennifer. Marty is turning into a housewife himself, and Margaret has headed up to here with Danielle. Real Housewives of New Jersey after show coming up now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Mama.
All right, we're on vacation here.
This is how I dance.
Is that rum in your cup?
This makes
we don't
way
know
out
what's
beach.
In his cup.
Rum or water is all I drink.
I love it. It's so tropical. Uh-huh. Tropical for this new year.
I know. Yeah, you would think a nice wedding would happen with the conditions. But maybe not.
Maybe not.
Not with the Jersey girls.
Maybe
rough
it waters. Happened and didn't last.
So quickly.
I could hear Siggy's voice. We're going to have to tell them we're from Jersey.
We're from Jersey.
Oh, Siggy.
Don't miss her one bit.
Oh!
Okay, guys. Hey, I am Chelsea Stark-Jones at the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We're going to be recapping two shows, episode 8 and 9, and I am joined with a full panel today, so go ahead and take it away.
What's up, guys? Angela Garcia. Glad to be back.
Hey, Ronnie Jr. Got to do New York with Chelsea and Leanne, so I'm visiting and I'm back today.
Hey, I'm Angel. Happy New Year. So glad to be back with you.
Yeah, guys. So yes, of course, if you remember Ronnie, he was doing Real Housewives in New York with me last season and Leanne. So he is a housewife, guru.
Yeah, legend.
I don't watch as much as Leanne. He's like the dictionary of all this. But I do love this season and I love Melissa.
You're up there.
And we'll talk later, but I like Jackie.
This season really is bringing a lot of drama, but we have a lot to cover today. We have the wedding, we have the communion, we have Jackie's new article. So let's just go ahead and dive right into it. So in episode 8, we had the girls all in Bimini.
Yeah.
Except for Jennifer, Dolores, and Jackie.
Yeah.
So they stayed in Jersey. Jennifer was boring, so we're not really going to cover her. But we will say Jackie and Dolores met up because Jackie was feeling a little bit confused about how she should handle this whole thing with Teresa. So what did we think about Jackie going to Dolores and talking to her and trying to get some advice and some insight on the situation?
Well, here we go again. I'm team Jackie all the way. That's so mature of her. Someone who doesn't like you, you're still going to go to a friend and ask how to deal with her like this? Yeah. I would never do that. Yeah. If I don't like you, whatever. Get mad at me.
Exactly. Like, sometimes they're like, oh, I don't want her to not like me. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. But Jackie's the greatest. I love it.
But I guess it's because Jackie wants the friendship with Melissa, and maybe that's the only reason, but I'm still like, I wouldn't care.
Real quick in the booth. Jeff, can we do a studio mute? Okay. Anyways, back to my opinion. Jeff, just a note in the booth, a studio mute. Oh, they're perfect. Yeah. So this is what I think. I also like Jackie.
Yeah.
The thing that troubles me is I'm such a Dolores fan, too.
Yeah.
So that scene really had me, it was tough to watch.
Yeah, well, because Dolores was really sticking her ground. Like, and so was Jackie. Jackie was not, like, really apologetic about anything. And Dolores was, defending Teresa to the end.
Yeah, but Dolores is, like, so close with Teresa. Like, I understand where Dolores is coming from, too. But like I said, Jackie's the bigger person here. Jackie's going, Dolores would never do that. If the roles were flipped, Dolores would never do it.
Well, it was, like, a sided opinion. It was, like, because for Dolores to tell Jackie X, Y, Z, it was like to conclude what Dolores was getting into Melissa with. I took it. So I actually did side with Jackie, unfortunately, because I do love Melissa so. She's like literally one of my top housewives of all time, actually.
Yeah, Better than Teresa?
Dolores? I like Dolores.
Oh, wait, Dolores or Melissa?
No, Melissa.
You said Melissa.
My favorite on this season are Dolores, Melissa, Jackie. Those are my favorite three.
Okay, top three.
He just left out Margaret, because that's like their whole clique.
Oh,
almost.
He has a thing about Margaret.
I never said I like Margaret.
We'll get into it. But Jackie also kind of opens up about her father. Like, her father went to prison for tax evasion, similar to Joe, and her mother was put on house arrest because of it. So she says, I kind of understand where Teresa is coming from because I lived it too, but Dolores also isn't really feeling that either because she's like, you were in college, how can you, whatever. I kind of think, like, it makes sense. Like, she she's not as insensitive as they think she is about it, mm-hmm. because she has also lived it. What'd you guys?
And even if she was away at college while it was happening, you still talk to your family and you know that they're suffering and in pain. Yeah. That's like, whoever's not from LA, like, I'm not from LA, I might not be home with my family, but I still speak to them. And if something affects them, it affects me.
It would still bother you if your father was in prison and your mom, like, was unhealthy. I don't know. So Dolores kind of, like, shutting down Jackie's personal experience with it.
Yeah.
That kind of upset me. Because I do love Dolores, too. But, like, Jackie was trying to relate something to her, and she kind of, you know, shut it down.
But it's a different dynamic. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a different dynamic. Though, because Teresa's husband is in jail and Teresa's got to run the family. Like, Jackie didn't have to do anything. She was away from home. It's not like she had to change any of her, like, any of her life.
Or be her mom's backbone.
But also, you don't, when you're trying to explain something to somebody, you don't want your point of view to be, like, brushed over. And I felt like that's what Dolores was doing.
Yeah.
You know, so is it the same? No. But it's also saying, this is where I'm talking from. So if we're trying to connect on an issue that we disagree on, can I tell you my side? So when Dolores, like, shut her up, that to me was, like, just a point away from Dolores.
Yeah.
But I say that with love, you know?
Yeah. She could have met her in the middle somehow, yeah.
I totally agree. But again, so I felt like the lunch didn't really go anywhere. Like, I don't feel like Jackie really gained any insight, and Dolores didn't really understand where Jackie was coming from either. Like, they both were very firm in their beliefs, and, like, Jackie feels like she really didn't do anything wrong, and Dolores thinks that, you know, you hurt her feelings and you shouldn't be butting into her business type of a thing. Yeah. So I felt like they both kind of left, like, on those terms.
I don't understand Dolores, because even with that, like, with her not understanding why Jackie said what she did about Teresa, it's like, because they were ganging up on Melissa and Teresa wasn't making sense.
I mean, I think the whole thing, too, is it's just like, if you want to have a public conversation, you're going to be open to public opinions.
Yeah.
So if you don't want that, then do it in private. Like, there was no reason to do it at Jennifer's home and yell at one another. Like, do it in private.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of their issues come from, and, like, why they are so butting heads and stuff is because they always fight in public.
Yeah.
And it's never good to have other people insert themselves in your own private
business. Those flashbacks were fabulous.
Yeah. And it's only good for our entertainment.
It is. And, like, we're sick people for loving families fight, but... Yeah, it really is. Yeah. But moving on, the real highlight of episode 8 was the wedding. Everything going on in... Is Bimini in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
The Bahamas. Yes, everything going on in the Bahamas. Danielle, of course, just really being... Extra.
What's new, though?
What is new?
It's Danielle.
So let's talk about this bachelorette bridesmaid, you know, photo shoot that they did on the beach. what did we think? Was it cute? Was it hip? Was it, like, what were our thoughts? Ronnie, you liked it?
I liked it, but I do side with Margaret, who I'm not a Margaret fan per se, but, like, I think it's a little, like, so me personally, like, I'm a little overweight. Like, if I went to your situation and all of the guys he's with, they all, like, shirtless with the abs, I'm gonna be like, yo, listen, I'm gonna be wearing a shawl or some shit. And I just thought it was, like, you know, very mean of Danielle to, like, really, like, call attention. We all know Margaret is not of the body style as the rest of the girls.
Yeah.
So, but I still thought it was good, and I think Danielle's... Yeah. It was juicy. I was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fun memories, so...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think they were having fun with it. And, like, that's a time to have fun. And, yeah, it's ridiculous. But if you think about it, like, if Danielle wasn't annoying, we'd all be laughing.
And it's a good ridiculous... I think it's a good ridiculous, because I was watching it with my mother, actually, who does not watch any of this trash. And what my mother got out of it was, like, oh... I think that's kind of cool that they're old, like, you know, they're younger than
older
my mother.
Ladies,
they're younger than my mother, but they're older in general, and, like, they have the balls to kind of live it up, and that's how Danielle conveyed it. And I didn't, when my mother had that perspective, I was like, oh, that is a cool thing, because oftentimes we become a nun or a priest the moment we're over 35, which is just, like, trash, you know?
Yeah. You know, guys, I'm, like, not with you on this.
You're not feeling this?
No.
They were having fun.
Yeah, I get it, but, like, I'm of... you're too old for this. Like, and not even old, like, you've done this before. Like, she's been married before. To me, it's tacky. It's not tasteful. It's like, this is her, how many marriages has she been through?
This is her third, right?
Engaged 19 times. Yeah. Like, this is just, like, I don't know. I'm not really into it just because of that plain fact of, like, you've done this so many times before. Like, act like you've been there because you have.
I guess it's like a baby shower. Like, you have that one initial baby shower and then you don't really have more,
you don't.
Right?
Yeah, you can still you already have the gifts. Like, you don't need to have the baby shower because you already have the hand-me-downs. You know what you're going to do. Like,
I just, people can, like, still get diapers and stuff, but I think that once you have that first baby shower, you just don't get any more. And I guess the new kid needs diapers, but it's just not a thing once you do it already.
I just feel like Danielle was really milking this whole marriage thing, and it was just like, you've been there.
Does anyone, like, feel bad, though, that Danielle put all, like, okay, she obviously put a lot out there. She obviously was going for the theoretical peach. What do they hold? I don't know what they hold.
They don't hold anything.
Danielle was going to hold her hips, and she didn't get an opportunity to hold her hips. Marty has. My point is, like, do any of you feel sorry that Danielle always turns it on for our entertainment and Bravo?
She didn't let you finish that one.
No, because I was listening to a podcast, and this will come into play in our news and gossip, but I was listening to a podcast where Margaret was being interviewed last week, and she basically said, this is the Danielle that you see on camera, that she's like this off camera. Like, she's not turning it on for anybody.
Yeah.
She's this bougie. She's this, like, high maintenance. Sucks. She's this high strung. And so, like, I don't think so whatsoever. I think she did get married to be on the show. Like, I don't think all the theatrics was a show, but I think she did all of this just so that she could be on the show.
So is it that crazy enough to make you earn your
hand
on him?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, shouldn't she be on the show? She's the one doing everything.
I can only handle her in small doses.
But didn't, like, Kenya Moore, speaking of Real Housewives.
I love Kenya Moore, so tread lightly.
But she didn't get to come back, right?
Because she chose not to get married on the show. I think there's other reasons behind her not wanting to, behind her not being back, but that I think was a part of it, where, like, she didn't want to allow access into her life like that, where it's like, that's the part of
they kicked her
it
off
was
for
like
not getting
literally
married.
Well, she on the she show had, I guess, because it was just when her storyline would have been the best, everything she's been waiting for, the marriage, the kid, you know, everything's going well, it's like, oh, you don't get a peach.
Yeah, I think she didn't want the camera. I think her husband didn't want to be on the show, and then they have this baby. And I don't think that they necessarily wanted to follow the pregnancy so closely. At least I think the husband felt that way. So I think there was a discrepancy.
That's understandable, though. I feel like Bravo's got to, like, bend a little bit with everyone. They can't just be so involved.
Yeah,
well,
but, like,
she had her baby the night of the premiere, right?
Yeah, to Angel's point, though, it's like her whole storyline throughout was getting a man and having a child. And so it's like, now you have that, and you're not going to document it.
No, because I have to defend Kenya more, because there is a minor difference. While I like Danielle quite a bit, and I love Kenya.
Wait, you like Danielle?
I love Danielle.
Why?
I don't want to go on a tangent, but just to
she's a villain.
Just to describe my difference, like, with the Danielle, this is kind of what she has, and I'm not knocking her by any means, but this is like, she will play dirty to theoretically audition to get the hand on hip.
Yeah.
Versus, like, Kenya Moore been doing, you know, lots in the industry for many years, and has created things. Like, I don't, this is a viewpoint that I've heard, like, Portia kind of rag Kenya about before, like, you know, like, oh, she should play nicer with Bravo. No, she shouldn't. None of these women have to play nice for anybody if they don't want to. If you have no stock in anything else or no skin in the game, you may have to sell your story. Yeah. But, like, a Kenya who comes from something, Candy, like, these women could say, no, I'm not going to let you make me look a fool.
Yeah.
If you're brand new and thirsty,
then you kind of need the...
I totally think that's fair. But with...
Sorry if that was off topic.
That was a valid point, though.
But with Danielle, I feel like she is someone that is so desperate for the attention to be on the show.
Could agree with that.
That is why she's doing this wedding. That is why she's being... Like, I think she is naturally this extra.
Yeah.
But, like, I think the whole wedding... I don't think she got married because she loves him.
Yeah.
I think she 100%. Got married so that she could be on this season of New Jersey.
Oh, well, she's going to ask you like she asked the Joes.
I'm not afraid of you, Danielle. Stop.
Oh, whoa. Let's not challenge her here.
Yeah. Let's
well,
go.
We got your back, Chelsea.
I'll go toe to toe with you. Yeah. You guys will be my...
We'll flip the table on her again.
Thank you. Prostitution. But while all the girls are out doing their thing on the beach, frolicking and, you know, whatever, the Joes, the two Joes and Marty go out to get Conch, and have some drinks. Mm-hmm. They're having a good time, like, kind of relaxing. And before Joe went out, Margaret specifically told him, do not start any trouble. Like, I'm already in hot water with Danielle. I don't want you to start any trouble.
When you have to remind your husband. Yeah.
Well, because all the men felt really off about, and all everyone felt really off about the dinner the night before when Danielle was talking about Marty's kids and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Margaret, leave it alone. Don't bring it up. But what do the men do? They both bring it up.
Yeah, they can't not.
And they, you know, she has you by the balls. You're, you know, pussy whipped. Like, all this stuff. Like, going in on him. And calm little Marty is just sitting there kind of taking it. Until finally he had enough and threw his drink onto Joe, Margaret's Joe. So what do we think about this whole encounter with the three men? Like, if your friend was marrying someone, and that weekend, you're like, you know, bro, maybe you shouldn't go through with it.
Yeah, but is it my close friend? They're not that close with Marty.
No, they're not that close with Marty. Yeah,
so. But the weekend of is kind of too late.
Yeah, right?
Well, not really, because they're seeing sides at the dinner that are like, oh, maybe this shouldn't happen.
But, like, what is he going to do? Like, get on a plane it's and too fly? Late now,
yeah, everyone's already spent their
Well,
money.
I thought Marty was, like, really ballsy throwing that drink on him.
I thought...
Marty doesn't look like a fighter, and no, I feel like Joe could throw down a little bit, so... That was a ballsy move.
Yeah, it was a whole off type. It was funny to watch, but like if I were Marty, I would have been boiling.
Oh yeah,
like
no.
I know I would have been.
That
pissed.
Was out of line for sure. But realistically, they're not close with him, so I feel like if you're not close with someone, it kind of gives you more of an incentive to be like, yeah, like I don't really care if I'm honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ronnie, what'd you think?
No, I just think like it was perfect because. I mean, it was honest, but there was a lot of razzing going on, which is what you would do with somebody you, like, kind of know but don't know that well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think Joe Gorga played it perfectly by deciding to kind of abort the original mission.
Yeah.
But even so, the thing about when you razz somebody, whether you're real close or when you're not, I do think you do hit where it hurts. So I just feel like they were in such a safe space. And really, if Marty were to get mad, he's got to check his own... like stuff and his own inventory like well I mean it's like it's razzing but yet my kids aren't here yet she's taking my money yet I'm not having sex
like
I mean razzing or showing love is some really serious issues they're talking about. But I will tell you, and again I watch this with people who don't watch Housewives ever, we're like, it was a great scene. We could not get enough of this scene.
It was hilarious.
We loved it.
It was hilarious, and it was but like I would not just for me, I don't see how Marty doesn't see it, you know?
Well, he sees it now.
He sees it now, but in the moment, like, I just don't see how.
Maybe was he in denial? Because you've got to know, well...
But, like, the children, kids, like, that's the one thing that would, like, literally make me... Like, okay, yeah, this is it. Like, and even Joe said it
to
Melissa.
He said he chose his kids over her.
We've seen that in regular life. Like, I have, like, family members who've had a woman come in and she just mopped everything.
But, like, what is it? Like, and I'm sorry, I don't find Danielle to be that attractive.
She's not attractive at
and
all,
And her
I don't
personality
think.
Sucks.
It's so nasty.
Oh, this
so
table don't like Danielle.
Well, Marty's saying she's so hot. Like, what's impressive about Danielle?
I'm just saying.
She's hot. She's so hot.
No, she's plastic surgery.
Yeah,
hot.
She looks
and
strange.
Not even that because you can be botched.
But yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting moment. And Joe comes home, and this is your favorite moment, Ronnie, when Joe comes back to the room and he takes a nice little spill.
I mean, because they didn't like edit it where we saw them, the guys leaving and walking. It was like B-roll shot, like a Bahamas hotel, and then the next shot you see his whole body. I was so startled, and I watched it.
It was a good. It was a really good fall, and it's just like, this is why I love the show, All Housewives, because it's so relatable.
You know what? You
like, haven't we all fallen with a drink in our hand?
And you speak to relatability.
New Year's just passed. So.
The first thing I thought, I was like, oh, he didn't get no bruise or he's not hurt or nothing bugged him. And I was like, oh, because when you're that kind of drunk, the body just rolls.
He was fine. And then the girls come home and or to the room and like, why are you wet?
He's wet.
He's so funny. I love that it was him that fell, because anyone else thought wouldn't be that funny. Yeah, it was just Joe.
I love the girls' reaction too when they found out what he did, because they didn't like say like, how dare you? They were like, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was bad, but they were like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, because like, everyone knows. Everyone sees it, you know? So then we have the drama continues. We have this rehearsal dinner. And word gets back to Danielle what the two Joes were saying to Marty. And obviously she's not happy about it. Danielle confronts Joe Gorga first. He kind of gets nervous and he even says, "You scare me." And I mean, she was pretty intimidating. And so then he calls the other Joe up for backup. And yeah, so Danielle confronts them. She's very upset. She says, "If any of this is true, someone's being buried here in Bimini. So tell me what's happened." Yeah, that was intense. Yeah. So what do we think? Like, I mean, if I were Danielle too, like in her defense, because I typically think she's crazy, I would have been pretty pissed too if someone was telling my, you know, husband in the next 24 hours that I was crazy and they should rethink marrying me. Like, so I get why she would say that. But then she also kind of blames Margaret for her husband's behavior. Like, what is this relation? Like, where do we think her, like, resentment comes from with Margaret? Do we think it stems from the whole Dolores thing? Or is it deeper than, like...
No, it's deeper than that.
Yeah. It's been, like, really just nasty.
Yeah. Even before Bimini.
My question to you guys is, why is Margaret always assuming such a close role with Danielle? Like, it's one thing to go... I mean, for her to, like, throw the bachelorette party, for her to be so... Why is she...
I feel like Danielle expects it.
Yeah, I think Danielle appointed it. But, like, but see, their friendship is so new. And that was something else that I heard on this podcast in the interview was Margaret, like, and this is all from Margaret's perspective, so it could be, it's obviously skewed, but she did mention that Danielle doesn't really have many friends. And I mean, when we look at her bridal party, it's Melissa, Teresa, Margaret, and someone else and her daughters, right? Essentially. And like, I don't recall her ever really being close to Melissa. Like, I don't recall them being like close enough to have her as a bridesmaid. And then Teresa and her just rekindled a friendship, and she met Margaret, was it last season, 2 seasons ago? This is her second season, right? So it's not like, and they just became friends from the show. They weren't friends prior to the show. So I think it speaks to the fact that she just doesn't really have a lot of girlfriends. And but that's why she clings on to people.
A small wedding. Like, why are you doing all this?
Do you guys also think it's a game with Danielle? I think Danielle gets under Margaret's skin by bringing her in to set her up just to, like, say sorry. If you, like, I know.
Because she keeps doing it. It's that same, like, cat and mouse thing. Like, she'll get her riled up and then she'll apologize for it. Yeah, it
I'm almost living for those scenes at this point because it happens a lot.
I don't live for it because I feel like I would be the Margaret in the situation. And it is like.
But Margaret forgives her every time.
Yeah, but she shouldn't.
She's just trying to carry out her maid of honor duties. And then, as we see.
You don't get paid for that.
Yeah, but it's just like you. Someone asks you to do it. You're only obligated to do it for so many months, and then you're done with it. And so I think she's just trying to tough that out.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't take the constant abuse. It's so it's disheartening to see.
Yeah.
But the whole thing gets kind of squashed at the rehearsal dinner. They move forward, but the drama still continues. We finally get to the wedding day, though. So we are at the wedding day. It is going to happen.
I know. It's unfortunately going to happen.
It's unfortunately going to... But Danielle is already kind of high-strung. She's a little bit pissed. She's, like, berating her hair and makeup staff. And the girls come... I thought this was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I got a big rise out of this. The girls come with their hair wet. And Danielle was not happy about that. And she went, why isn't your hair done? Why isn't your hair done? I'm like, oh, well, you said we were getting hair and makeup. And she's, like, super pissed. And then Marge is the last one to come in. Hair is wet. And for whatever reason, it's Marge's fault. And she goes at Marge one more time. And Marge just snaps. So that was kind of like the straw that broke the horse's back. Marge is like, I'm booking a flight. I'm out of here. I'm done with this. I'm not doing this. What did we think of that reaction? Was it fair? Was it warranted? Should she have just kind of gone with it and just, you know,
only a few
more hours and I'm done with this?
I'd love that because she's always taking abuse from her, like we said. She's like you can only take so much. I'm sure her plate was full.
I don't know. I think Margaret can take more is what I'm saying. I think it's like you're dating somebody you shouldn't and they keep coming back and you're like, I know I should not. So I think Margaret keeps going away and Danielle's got the game. She got the juice. And she comes in and gets Margaret. I think is what happened. I'm really liking it, you guys.
I just want to know, where did the miscommunication come in? Why wasn't their hair done? Like, who said?
Well, apparently.
And also production sending Margaret in the the last one. Opinion that already got. I live for that.
They
part.
Set yeah, that up perfectly.
I was like, it already upset her, and now you're gonna have Margaret come in like,
with her hair,
shady
her.
Production.
But she was such a good sport about. Well, first of all, Danielle, Melissa said, "Well, you said you're gonna have hair and makeup for us," so they came with their hair washed. Thinking that they were going to have
Did
hair
Danielle
and makeup
forget
done.
Forget she said that?
I don't know. But Margaret, her hair was wet, and she's like, it's fine. My hair's short. I could blow dry my hair myself. I'll do my hair. Yeah. And so, like, I thought that was being a really big sport. Yeah. Like, you're trying to alleviate some stress from the bride, and she did that, but it still wasn't enough for she brought up the whole Joe thing again. So I just think that she, for whatever reason, has a forever bone to pick. And Marge is like, I do everything for you. I've done the most to help you with this wedding, and you keep on picking on me. Maybe it's like, you know, when you have that one friend that you know loves you unconditionally.
That's what I was about to say.
Just kind of.
She knows she can do it and she can get away with it without causing problems.
Take her for granted.
Take advantage. Like, you know, so maybe that's how she feels about Marge, where she feels like, you know, she loves me unconditionally, so I could do kind of like whatever.
Yeah, whatever she wants. But Marge won't do anything back.
It's turning out that she's kind of not going to be able to do that much longer. Danielle goes into the hallway, juices her up, or whatever you said, Ronnie. She's got the juice.
What's the word you like to use?
Cat and mouse. I just like it.
She's got the juice.
I didn't know I liked it, but now I like it.
Yeah. And she convinces her to stay. I don't really know what she said to her that, like, she apologized, of course, but I think Marge kind of realized, you know, I only have, like, 5 more hours of this BS. Like, I could do it.
Then
like,
she's out.
Get me through it. So they have the wedding. It looks like a beautiful wedding. We see one of Marty's kids at the wedding. They said two of kids were there, but I think we only saw one. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, like, the bridesmaids' dresses were really nice. Her dress was really nice. I thought it was a beautiful wedding. It looked, and it was on the beach. What do we think?
Same, beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice wedding, but, like, I just have a sour taste in my mouth.
Because it lasted, like, 3 months.
Yeah, like, I can't, like, I wish I didn't know that, because I would like the wedding more.
Yeah.
I also thought the editing was really good, because while they were doing the vows, they would have Margaret's confessional, like it would be like, I love you for all of these reasons to eternity, and then it would be a shot of Margaret. we all know this is not going to last.
It went back and forth.
I was like, no, that is really funny.
Well, perfect. I mean, I think it's funny, too, because you hear, like, I mean, Teresa's the only, and actually I had a question about this too. Teresa's the only one that wasn't super skeptical about, or didn't voice her skepticism about how long the marriage would last.
Yeah.
But do you think they really, like, do you think maybe they thought like a year or two, or like, did, like,
they,
how
they
surprising?
Thought it was going to be that quick.
Yeah. It was literally just a couple of months.
I'm sure they were expecting that though.
Yeah. They know it better than we do, so.
I mean, so I wouldn't have given it.
I wonder if you're the friend, especially like Teresa, who they've accomplished a lot as far as getting back. I wonder if you not saying anything is just a way of supporting. Like, you know, it is your friend. Like, remember how everyone came?
That's how Teresa,
you don't
like,
want
to
be that
she
negative.
Well, because everyone came for Luann and Tom, and that, of course, didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And then it made everyone, in Luann's eyes, or just in the eyes of certain people, like, oh, that was unfair that they ganged up on Luann. Maybe Teresa, although I don't think she's the sharpest tool in the shed, I think maybe her way to do it is just like, that's what she's doing. Let's support her. Because Melissa also didn't really get skeptical. Melissa's like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I think to Teresa's point, what you're saying is she doesn't like when people interject in her life and like ask her questions about her life. Like, and that's a big reason why her and Jacqueline and Caroline Manzo, like, why they fell out, because she kept asking questions about, you know, going away or whatever. So I think that's kind of why she doesn't like interject and like give her opinions on certain things, because she wouldn't like it if someone did it to her.
Yeah. That's interesting, because that means she would accept stuff that you shouldn't accept as a person. You know what I mean? Like, she's not making anyone accountable because she doesn't want to be accountable herself.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I mean, it could also come off as like you don't care, though. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because Margaret could be like she, you know, we're not saying she's her good friend, but like she's appears to be her good friend.
Yeah.
And she's acting like she cares. Like, oh, this is not going to work out. I'm looking out for her.
So, while I was watching this episode, and I was seeing, like, listening to Margaret talk, kind of, you know, ill about Danielle and everything, and you know, I was curious about the Teresa and Danielle relationship and how you guys feel about how close, because I felt like Teresa defended Danielle and she kept saying, you know, this is her wedding day, we should just suck it up and take the pictures, or this is what she wants to do, we should just do it. And I don't, it felt weird to me, like, how close they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't feel that way, Ronnie?
No, I did, but I don't. How do I say it? Like, I don't take what Teresa says. You know, half of what Teresa says is usually so bogus. I sort of tune it out. Like, yeah. she makes decent points, but I didn't sit there like saying, "Oh, she's got great character," so this is out of her pocket.
Yeah.
No, I was like, she never makes sense. So I didn't really mind, you know,
okay.
her being that supportive. We might not know. Maybe she's overly stressed with the no husband and all the kids and the father and the loss of the mother. That it's something that gives her a rise. I'll never knock somebody for what makes them happy.
Yeah.
And maybe this Danielle thing is like just such an escape for her. So I'll give her that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I don't judge it.
Maybe she was just, you know, being mature and it was Danielle's moment and her time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I mean, a wedding is something important. Weddings, birthdays, things like that. You don't want to see that person stressed out. Like, just help them.
Yeah.
She's annoying, but it's her big day. Let's take the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why it just threw me because of their past relationship and how accommodating she is to Danielle now, like as if none of what happened.
Do you think she's guilty? You guys, like, you know how the whole, like, how Danielle said a couple seasons ago or last season, like, there was a stigma of like the way my kids grew up, having to hear this, like, the biggest moment
she feels
prostitution
guilt.
Whore. So now Teresa has a chance to like make amends. She's maybe that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, like
maybe.
She put that on her. You're saying like a trademark of Danielle.
Yeah, because
well,
she said
that,
her Danielle.
Thank you.
Danielle did say, like, my kids were, like, traumatized by that. Her kids were sitting right there. So, like, that could be sort of guilt of, like, because it just seems weird to me how, like, overly nice she is and accommodating she is to Danielle, given everything that they've been through.
Yeah.
Teresa probably watches this show, and she sees that we play the prostitution.
She's that clip replayed like seven times.
And she's like, why did I do that?
She's remembering.
Yeah, she's like,
that.
I need to make it up.
I mean, it could be true.
She's watching right now. She's going to go over by Danielle tomorrow.
One of my favorite Housewife moments ever.
It's iconic.
So we are going to move on to episode 9. The ladies are back in Jersey. They're getting, you know, reaccustomed to their lives. Melania has these horrible looking long nails.
And a rap career.
And a rap career that we'll get to.
Yes.
But let's land with Jackie and Melissa meeting for lunch and catching up. So they get together. Jackie gives Melissa the lowdown about her meeting with Dolores. Mm-hmm. Melissa gives Jack the lowdown about everything that happened in Bimini. And Jackie kind of asks, you know, do you think there'll be issues at the communion with, you know, me and Teresa? And Melissa brought up how little Joey's baptism didn't go over that well. And she, it's horrible.
That, like, was so long ago. That was before Melissa was even on the show, right?
It was before Melissa was on the show,
yeah,
I think.
It was.
Yeah. And so, and that was Joey's baptism. And now it's his communion. She's like, this poor kid, like, he can't go through another horrible, like, lifestyle, like, you know, monumental thing in his life. So Jackie is like, okay, I won't bring it up. But I think it just also, like, that stood out to me just because of how far they've gone, Jack or Melissa, the Gorga, like, and Teresa and whatnot.
Yeah.
But what did you guys think about their whole little meeting? Did you care for it much?
About Jackie and Melissa's?
Yeah.
I liked it. I'm just going to say this, and you spoke on great issues, so I'm leaving it because you're all right about everything. But just to add, I will say one thing that I'm thinking of is we just discussed the one episode, which was so enchanting with the wedding.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show the power. The moment we get to the next episode and Jackie's in it, I'm just like all the way back into it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they were talking about. It's just like I live for a Jackie-Melissa scene. I like it.
I like their friendship.
They're so good.
I do like their friendship, and it seems like a genuine, like, actual, like, new friendship that can last.
Yeah.
Well, similarities, same kid.
Yeah.
And I noticed at the actual communion, that's what it was, that when Jackie got there and she saw Melissa's kid, she was like, where's Auntie Melissa? It's like already, but
Teresa's kids?
Yeah. She was like, she referred to them as the aunt, like Jackie did. And it's like, oh, because, you know, like sometimes friends, you know, they'll be like, oh, that's family.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that too early, though. I'm not a big fan.
You're a Jackie fan. What are you doing?
No, I just thought it was interesting. I didn't say I was into
I didn't know she did that, but I'm not, in general, like, I'm not a fan of, like, let's say we become real close, all of a sudden, like, you're not calling
it's like
my
some lifetime stuff.
You gotta earn your keep.
But Jackie does kind of end in her confessional saying that, you know, I'm not going to extend the olive branch to Teresa until she starts to show me some respect.
I like that, though.
You do?
Yeah. But I don't like that she's, like, saying, like, oh, what do you think's going to happen at the communion? Like, it's not about you at the communion.
It's about little Joey.
I feel like that was a little, off topic. But she, like, the way she said she's not going to extend it unless she shows her respect, Teresa needs that. Yeah. Everyone fears Teresa. Like, she needs
why?
That. Yeah, she needs to put her foot down on her.
Jackie is really standing, like, really firm in what she's saying. And, I mean, she does say, like, I'm sorry that it hurt her feelings, but there's no reason for her to yell at me like that.
The key with Jackie is she's expressing herself, and she's really good with her words.
And she's passionate about everything.
Because typically, and I don't watch all the franchises, but there's a couple that I do watch. I typically don't like when it's almost like this, the newer girl comes in and she's got to tell the top dog so she can earn her. I typically am like, yo, can you chill and earn your spot a little? But with Jackie Teresa, I don't feel that way. I feel like Jackie's been here forever and I think she deserves it. She's out talking Teresa. So there's just that.
Yeah. We move on to Jennifer goes shopping with her mother for her brother's wedding to buy.
Do we have a sound effect for a snoozing? snoring? Do we have a snoring sound?
Well, my favorite thing was Giovanni. They went Giovanni shopping.
There we go. That's good.
The moment Jennifer comes on, you hear that. Yeah. Hello, Giovanni!
They know nothing about it because they don't watch New York. But it's great. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
So they're shopping for Giovanni dresses. Jennifer does open up to her mother about her marriage and says that, you know, she feels that because her husband, and she feels like in Turkish marriages in general, that the men, they make all the money, that the women can't complain or can't voice their issues or whatever in their marriage. And her mom takes her husband's side and was like, well, you can't complain. I understand where she's coming from with her saying that she feels her husband doesn't spend enough time with their kids. Mm-hmm. But I also do think that, I don't know, what are your thoughts?
That's so old-fashioned.
Like
we always say, that's so old-fashioned for the mom not to even, like, hear her out. She's like, you complain too much, like, this and that. Like, you gotta hear her out. Like, there's two roles, like, the father has to play two roles, not only the breadwinner. He's got to, like, be a father to the kids, too. Like,
or regardless
of
if it's...
Oh, you're speaking of traditionalism and stuff? Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one, yeah.
He's got to be a father to his kids. Like, it's good that you bring home the money, but what about when your kids need a dad, you know?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Because I actually had a disdain for her in the sense of, like, she has five kids, and woe is me, five kids is a challenge, but there's, like, women who have no support, no other money, and they also have five kids. So
they discipline their kids.
That unawareness that she has in that, or maybe just lack of graciousness for the situation, I think she needs to address that internally first. But maybe she should start talking to him. Like, I understand you're the breadwinner, but I do need to say that, like, just on a companion level, like, you're my husband, you're my lover. Like, I'm feeling like I'm doing it solo.
Exactly. Yeah, is he her lover because it was arranged? Like, or are they more, is it more like a
I mean,
business?
If they're having five kids, then they obviously love each other.
Maybe they're just doing their duty to keep the family name. I don't know.
She did say that she was very happy with her arrangement. And she does. Yeah. She does really believe in arranged marriages.
Yeah, she loves her culture, but, I mean, you got to bet. It's the new age. You got to follow new age.
I don't understand. Maybe it's too much of the new age because she always talks about how it was so traditional when she was growing up and how her mom was so strict. And she's just like, I'm always going to refer to the scene where she's like, if you make a basket, they're playing basketball in the yard. And she's like, if you make a basket, you get a gift from Amazon. It's like, and it's like when he's like, when the husband said, you need to put your foot down, she's like, well, they start screaming and crying.
Yeah.
Spank them. Like, who cares?
She definitely doesn't have enough control of them. But
At
then And I understand her point when she's like, he can't tell me how to parent when he's never around.
Exactly.
He can't, you know? But at the same time, like, screaming kids annoy me so much. Yeah. It's just like, especially in public and stuff, it's like, if you're going, like, ape-ish in public, it's like, what are you doing at home? I get it, they're kids, like, their, I guess, attention span is kind of short. Sometimes they get restless, but you still got to put your foot down. Like, you can't just let them run you over.
Okay, so we're talking about where her... she comes from in this situation, and mm-hmm. it wasn't arranged, right? Her marriage was arranged. I thought she had a choice, though, in the matter.
She was very happy with it.
Like,
I know
they
that.
Brought.
Yeah, yes, I remember that part. Yeah. I guess my question is, so we know about that part. Let's call it arranged just for the sake of the conversation. But, like, the part that gets me now is, let's say she starts having these conversations that we literally just had at this table, which I think was great advice for her. Mm-hmm. It's really awesome. Like, does she have the wherewithal or even just the acceptance within the culture to be able to go and make that type of comment to him? Or is that, like, not allowed? Is it shy?
Well, see, that's
I'm saying that completely in a sweet space. Actually. Yeah. And I don't like Jen, but I'm really actually wondering.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could, like... even if it's not allowed in the culture, you got to break away a little bit. Like,
but do you? If that's
I mean, I don't know. Like, she did kind of bring it up a couple episodes ago with him, but I don't know.
She seems unhappy. That's why I'm saying that. If you're unhappy within the culture, break away.
Jersey, yeah. So. I know for myself, I wouldn't be happy in a marriage like that.
That's what I'm
saying. But again, I didn't grow up in that kind of traditional household. But, I mean, yes, we know she's a little bit boring, but I thought that was a little interesting tidbit that we could...
Yeah. I don't even think that she's just boring. I think it's like, there's just... when she was real snotty with the girls, it's like that, but then it's also this, like, well, I'm restricted because of my culture. Like,
yeah.
So that's the... I'm just being nice. Those are the reasons I'm having a hard time enjoying
her. Yeah, she's difficult to relate to.
She's pretty
relate to.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. And well, that's the thing. I feel like she's always saying how, like, committed to her culture she is, but she's always complaining at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you're, like, so unhappy, just break away is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. But then we get to good old Melania. She's becoming a rapper, guys.
This was my table flip.
Is there another snore sound effect?
She was...
No, we should have started off with a Fetty Wap song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, no. So,
or a Melania song. So,
I don't know if it's out yet, but Melania's hooked up with...
How old is Melania, you guys?
12.
12.
13 okay. probably now.
Yeah. Okay. So she's hooked up with Fetty Wap's producer, Nitty. And, you know, it was a little bit boring. It was cute. I thought it was cute.
Awkward to watch.
It was awkward.
I was, like,
she
cringing.
Was nervous. Like, I always feel bad for these housewife kids because, like, they didn't ask to be on camera, you know.
Yeah.
And normal 12-year-olds are awkward, so.
Yeah, and fine. So she's in this situation where cameras are in front of her and she's asked to sing and rap and she's not used to that. So I totally get it. I thought it was cute. Once the music started going, she got a little bit more into it.
She got a little funky with it.
Yeah, she did.
It was so awkward to watch at first, but I mean, I understand why she's doing it because she's struggling with her dad being gone.
Exactly.
So that made it like, all right, she's not just, you know, some random rich kid trying to rap.
Yeah.
It's like she's going through something. This brings her joy.
Yeah.
But how was she when her dad was there? Wasn't she, like, this is my take. Wasn't she wasn't she the one of the four daughters that they'd always talk about on Watch What Happens Live? They always thought she was cutesy.
That was Gia.
Oldest
one.
My entire sentence has been vetoed.
Yeah, no, that was Gia. And Melania was actually very close to Joe. Like, I remember,
so
like...
So then it makes sense to
she was very close to Joe. So it was actually really nice. Like, and I think it showed Teresa, you know, she is going through a lot. And whether you like her or you don't like her, like, this was another example of how I feel like she's really,
really
become mature and is being a good mother.
Co-signing to you, I don't particularly enjoy Teresa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is. But I will say, just in the human part of me, I kept looking past Melania
and her reaction
and seeing Teresa in the corner, like,
smiling.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, she
genuinely
was so happy for her daughter.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and it was just a good example of seeing that. And like you were saying, like, Melania is going through stuff.
Yeah.
She is lashing out. She is having those ghetto fabulous nails. Like, she
different. Everyone was a different color. They were crayon designs.
Yes. So, I mean, she's obviously going through something. So I thought it was really nice. Like, if this is her way of expressing herself in a positive way, like, that
Teresa is supporting
her. I actually do. I think
because later. Because if they wanted to and they were serious about it, their neighbor is Gia Casey and DJ Envy. So, like, they could.
Really?
I mean, would DJ Envy, like, diss her because it's that bad?
Well,
I
that's
mean,
what I'm saying. She's got to have the skills to actually get involved with DJ Envy.
Because they did bring, they brought Teresa on the Breakfast Club show, which was a little bit of an off, like, it didn't really make sense. But, like, is there a finesse going on there?
Right.
Because Gia and Envy, they're going to have a show on Bravo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gia and DJ Envy are?
Gia's the wife. But for years, I think they've been trying to get Gia. But you know how, like, Envy's been real particular of his, you know, when he stepped out on Erica Mena?
Yeah.
So they, I think, yeah, it was announced months ago that they're recording a show. So I'm wondering if this is going to be a way to, like, usher in. Because Gia's been in, the other Gia, she's been in some background shots, and because they're neighbors.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You know who they should have got to help Melania? Drita from Mob Wives. Did you see her freestyle for Nicki Minaj's Good Form? No, she posted it on social media.
I don't
even
know who she is.
What?
You've never seen Mob Wives?
Like the first
Drita,
couple episodes.
Well,
it's like a more ghetto
even outside,
New Jersey.
Yeah, I feel like even outside of TV, she's still like popular on social media. Yeah.
Okay, so now we have to jump ahead to the communion. So, the communion was at Rails. They apparently really love this place. I feel like every New Jersey event is at Rails. They really did it up. Melissa set aside her issues with Dolores. Dolores comes in. She, you know, she's not happy about her calling her Little Miss Perfect. And then we also have Frank and Teresa talking weightlifting, which was kind of awkward, but also kind of sweet at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, he was like, let me see your butt. Is it bubbly?
But it was a professional sample. He's a pro bodybuilder.
No, I think when he told her how to stand and show some air, I was like, oh, well, that's a good, you know, tip for taking pictures and posing. But as far as is your butt bubbly, let me see it.
No, I don't
think
so.
No, but he's a bodybuilder. That's how they do it.
No, it was in a, you know how people would get on Sia's Young Dancer? What was the girl's name? Maddie Ziegler. They didn't like what she was wearing. Yeah. It was in a non-sexualized way of Teresa and perform. Like, you have to talk in those contexts with that performance.
But
unless I read it wrong, I'm sorry.
But then we have Jennifer and Jackie. So earlier in the episode, Dolores comes across an article that Jackie wrote about Jennifer. She doesn't name Jennifer by name, but it's very obvious who this article is about. So Jennifer's at the party. Already, she's a little bit irritated with Jackie. Teresa's already irritated with Jackie from previously. And Jennifer kind of walks in the party only worried about Teresa. She has no idea that, Jackie walks in the party only worried about Teresa. No idea that Jennifer's upset with her. What did we think? Like, I thought it was a little bit hilarious and almost like how did she not think to. You know, like, you wrote an article about someone. You didn't think they would say something to you or anything.
I agree.
Like that?
She's saying she has no right to be upset. I'm Team Jackie all the time, but Jennifer's got a right to be upset.
Yeah.
In this case, she does got a right to be upset.
It's not a compliment to call someone's kid spoiled.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, I'm totally okay with it.
I mean, it's true, but I made a
viewpoint of the situation. We're not close anyways. Fine, you don't like me, let's do it. But then bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Like, that. It's that simple. Or hey, Jennifer, whatever it is that you do, write one about me. Bye. Like, and that's another reason I like the Jackie, the Larsa Pippen, the Gisele Bryant. They're all the same crop. They don't
She doesn't care. That's why it was funny to me. Like, she walked into the party, like, not even thinking that she wrote this article at Jennifer and that Jennifer could have been upset about it.
Yeah,
you know?
That she affected Jennifer at all.
Yeah.
But I
don't know. I'm kind of like in between. I've read halfway through the article. I don't find it to be super rude or anything like that. But I do think, like, you come into someone's home, like, at least give them the heads up that it's going to be printed.
I agree on that. And then you talk about my kids. And like, even though that's not the worst thing you could say, it's still not a compliment.
Yeah, maybe it was like, maybe she's blindsided and that's why it upset her even more. But like, I think maybe just like, hey, by the way, they asked me to write the article. I went to your house. It inspired me in some type of way. And this is going to be, you know, I'm not going to say who you are. I'm not going to mention like your kids specifically. But I'd also think it's a good point of view from Jackie's point. Like, I think we all watch Jennifer and how she raises her kids and wonder if they're going to be spoiled brats when they get older.
And that's the, you know? That's what, like, the vibe she puts out anyways. Like, yeah. Why are you going to put it out?
She does promote it.
And also, as far as accountability, like, so if you say something, you don't have to be accountable, but if you write something, you do. So, like, if Jennifer was able to be so snotty with the girls in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. she didn't have to be necessarily accountable. She got to say it, wash it off, let's not harbor any feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yet,
yeah.
now Jackie writes something. It does have a lot of context.
She's like, we're not done with this.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not like Jackie just said, oh, let me up and write something about you. That's the topic at hand. She writes about
parenting. She's a parenting mommy blogger.
I also wondered, is her blog, like, super popular? Because, like, no one had read it.
Well, I don't know what paper it was in.
You're coming for her.
I like Jackie, too, but, like, literally
I think she's a freelance writer, and I don't know the paper. It was, you know.
Yeah, it was in a certain
newspaper.
Maybe
not everyone gets that paper.
Jackie's like, it's online, though. It's online. It's on my Instagram story.
Check it out. She starts reading it to everyone.
It's on my page.
But let's go ahead and jump over to news and gossip real quick. Okay, so first things first, the marriage that only lasted a couple of months. There has been a lot of stuff going on between Danielle Staub and Marty Caffrey and their divorce filings. Danielle is now alleging verbal and physical abuse from her estranged husband and saying that's the reason for their separation. She has said that, you know, he has been guilty of extreme cruelty, repeatedly exercised physical control and intimidation by holding her down and violently screaming derogatory comments in her face, and incidents during which he used vulgar language, habitually screamed at her in public, utilizing disparaging and harassing name-calling, like whore. And also she claims that he was really rude to her children, calling them a see you next Tuesday and entitled biatches. Yes.
See you, Inti.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. the more you know.
And also, he also would claim that her relationship with her children were a little incestual or whatever. She says this. It's not factual. Yeah. But
I don't believe her.
Marty denies all of this, and he says this is a complete list of lies. Only a demented mind could come up with such false accusations. Danielle will go to any level to create problems and to be a victim. None of this is accurate or even close to the truth. This is simply Danielle Staub trying to take people out like she has in her past, but it's not going to work this time.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you think Danielle is going to get with Albie Schur? Is that going to happen?
I think every man needs to stay away from Danielle Staub. But she is like a walking warning sign.
But she has a way about her. She knows how to lure him.
I guess she does. She's like a Ramona, but not as fun.
Like, I like Ramona better,
That's a weird comparison.
No, she is, because Ramona's very much like a man eater, and Danielle's a man eater, but Ramona's like a fun man eater, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Danielle's not. She's crazy.
I just would never think anyone would put those in the same category.
Well, what's your definition of fun, though? Because Danielle could seem fun to a lot of people.
No, she's like bat shit.
She's
crazy.
Just that kind
of. So that's what's going on in her divorce. And then we also have. So I was listening to a podcast earlier this week, and I did not know that Margaret Joseph has a child of her own. Did anyone know that?
I had an idea. I didn't know for sure, but I think I read somewhere that she has a son.
Yeah,
right?
So Margaret has a son that she had with Jan, her first husband, who she, you know, stole from another woman. But her son doesn't want anything to do with the housewives. Mm. So that's why she never mentions him. She doesn't talk about him. But she says that the relationship is very close. They're really good with one another. But he just chooses not to be on the housewives. It's similar to Erica Jane in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. She talks about her son, but we don't know who he is or anything.
Years
like
ago, when the Osbournes was on, the oldest sister didn't want to be in it also. So it makes sense. I think that adds some layers to Margaret.
Yeah.
Because I like Margaret a little bit more now because she is really tight with Jackie and Melissa. Yeah, and those are my favorite, but it's a little more texture. I didn't like her being overly judgmental over Jan's kids.
Yeah.
After you move on, you have to move on, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. So this concludes our after show. We had a lot to pack into a short period of time, yeah. So I hope you kind of got it all. It was such a pleasure. I'm so happy that Ronnie was able to join us for this week.
I know. It was a
maybe
good time.
Maybe when I go back to the East Coast, I'll be able to interview some of those
we
cast
would love
members.
Bring those girls out.
Yes.
Love that.
I'm pretty sure I want to talk with Jackie. And I don't even know Jackie wants to talk with me.
All right.
It's in the universe.
Great. So, guys, I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_Jones. That was smooth.
Somebody who's been on vacation, clearly.
Hey. Hey, guys, I'm Angelo Garcia. You can find me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
Thank you for welcoming me, all of you guys. Yes. And also, Leon, who did a great job last week.
Yes, he did. Thanks, Leon.
Randomly RJ. And thank you to our engineer, Jeff, who is fantastic.
Yes. Of course.
And thank you, everybody, for watching. I'm Angel. You can find me on Instagram at Angel Saunders. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Yes.
Ooh, happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Prostitution whore!